Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's edition of The Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the evening, and we have a delightful guest today. She is, believe it or not, a college professor, our associate professor of dance at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. Her name is Maureen McGill, and she has marked her 30th year teaching this fall. She directs and choreographs for the Pacific University Dance Ensemble and developing courses in mind-body healing. She's also a professional tarot reader, and she appears with the known author astrologer Arlene Tognetti, and she is with the Network of Readers based in Seattle, Washington. She believes in body, mind, and spirit, and she's a delightful person. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, and I also understand you appear weekly at Cafe Divino in Tacoma, Washington.
Yes, that's a little local place here in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
But it feels like Chicago, Illinois here today because we are having a big windstorm.
Are you really? Well, I wish we'd get some. We've had wind here in D.C. No rain. We're in, I think, 34 days without any rainfall now, and I'm getting tired of watering my lawn.
Well, we could send you buckets right now.
Well, I'd be glad to have. I'll take the buckets. You can send them, and I'll be glad to receive them. How have you been?
Terrific. It's been a great week.
Has it really?
It's coming up to our midterm at the university. And
oh, really?
Busy with tarot readings on the side here, keeping busy. So.
Oh, you're keeping off the streets and out of trouble, right?
There you go.
How did you get interested in tarot? I know dance is wonderful, and I studied ballet under Madame Timai, who was started the Washington Ballet in Washington, D.C. years ago and died in her 90s, would you believe? But how did you get started into tarot?
You know, I've always been interested in the intuition, and I give myself a little treat every year at my birthday to have my astrological chart read. And Arlene Tognetti, who is my mentor in this work, suggested, you know, you could use a tool on this because look at how your chart would unfold here if you played with the intuition a bit. So I started working on it and working on it, and next thing you know, I was doing parties for Arlene that she couldn't do because she's so busy writing books and doing things. So it's really worked out for me.
Oh, how lovely! And you've been doing this for how long now?
It's about 7 years.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And honing in on my skills on it, and I'm just loving it.
Oh, you are, and you're quite good at it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm told.
I just picked a card for the show tonight, and I got the High Priestess, which means everybody will be listening to their intuition.
How wonderful. Okay. The High Priestess. Now, how does that work? Who's the High Priestess?
High Priestess is someone who will really listen to your intuition. You're going to listen to that sixth sense and that the abilities to see beyond today into tomorrow.
Who, me?
You bet. We know that you have that gift.
Well, yeah. I'm working on it. I'm exercising it. Tarot is the one thing that I can't do. I've gotten the tarot from James Wanless, which I like, and there's really no negative cards in there, which I like even better. I love learning about things. And this is one of them. I understand. Someone told me from a former lifetime I had been sort of a kind of a gypsy and told fortunes. I said, oh, that must have been a real thrill and a half. They were held in such high regard.
There you go.
Run off the property, you know, with guns and what have you. But so, you know, this to me is fascinating. I so admire people who can do this for a living and have fun. And the thing is, having fun so much in all that you do is important.
And I think following your passion, you know, in life is what's most important.
So, what are the cards saying for this rest of this year, say, for the show?
For your show? Let's pick three cards on that and see what happens.
Okay.
For Phyllis's show for the rest of the year, the world, it's going out there. So your program is connected. Is it worldwide that it's connected?
Well, on the Internet, yeah.
Yeah, it says here the world, so it's going to keep going out there, I think, a little bit farther in this world. So it could be over in Europe or in other places.
Oh, I would love that. And I'd also love to be able to get on satellite radio. Do you see that coming up?
From satellite radio. Let's see if we'll get to satellite radio. Wheel of Fortune, it's just a matter of money. It can happen.
Matter of money. Who pays it, me or them?
Hey, there you go. You find some sponsors for that. That'd be terrific.
Oh, I have to find the sponsors, huh?
I'm afraid so.
You did.
In the cups. So somebody may support you in that. Friends and a family-owned business might even support you in that.
Wow. I thought they just took you on board. I think it's like XM, they do pay you, and they get other people to sponsor, like businesses and stuff.
Well, then there you go, because I got the world and Wheel of Fortune, so let's just hope that those two together would mean lots of success in working with it, with a satellite radio.
Okay. I've asked people to tune in tonight and ask questions, so we are taking calls. And anything that you can say for BBS Radio. I'm always interested in hearing what's good for them, because what's good for them is good for me.
Well, BBS Radio right here, Page of Pentacles and Ace of Pentacles. That means that they're doing a great job business-wise in sending out to the listeners a fine product in what they produce.
Uh-huh.
So that's Page of Pentacles and Ace of Pentacles. They're making some great choices.
Okay. Fabulous. Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Good evening, Phyllis, and how are you? This is Marguerite. It's so nice to talk to you.
Well, how nice of you to call in. It's Marguerite?
Yes, it is Marguerite. I love your show, as you know.
And I
was so thrilled. I'm being an astrologer myself and always getting reading charts for everybody else.
Really?
And now you have somebody on that is just such a powerhouse in Tarot. It'd be a real treat for me to get a reading tonight, so I was wondering what Maureen picked up for me.
Go for it, Maureen.
Okay, here we go. For Marguerite tonight, and November is around the corner for you, which is going to be an important month. Let's see. Here we go. Six of Cups. Lots of sweetnesses are going to be exchanged for you coming up here, and there's an offer coming up of new beginnings, new hope. Past, you were kind of waiting a bit for things to kind of unfold. There'll be just a little bit of a waiting period, and then, boom, the truth is revealed. You're going to get your wish, Nine of Cups, of what you would like to have happen here in the next couple of months. The cards say don't take on too much. Don't, you know, overwork yourself. But it says that you'll be really honing in on your artistic abilities, your intuition abilities, obviously as an astrologer, and also your talent as a writer. It says Nine of Pentacles next to the Queen of Cups, artistic. And I want you to know I picked the star. That's hope, faith, and light.
Terrific.
Marguerite, that's our highest card in the deck.
I know. That's terrific. And do you see that, like, around any literary projects I have out now?
I sure do. I see Nine of Pentacles next to that, and you holding that as well. So it's how you bring your product to the public. I think that that's how it's going to unfold.
That's terrific.
And it's your artistic energy right next to that.
Ooh.
We like that wish card, Marguerite, and we like
sure
that
do.
Star,
and I love
and we like
that star.
Nine
you
of
know,
Pentacles,
Maureen,
the money card.
And you know, that's it. After working so hard, I want to see a little cash come in. So that's a great read, and it's really nice to have myself read once in a while. So thank you so much, and good luck tonight. I know that you sound great, you're doing well, and I may call back for another reading if the lines aren't jammed.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Phyllis. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Yes, wonderful. Thank
Bye-bye
you for calling.
Now.
Bye. Oh, this is so fun, isn't it?
It is fun, especially when it's another person in the intuition who's interested
yes.
getting some insights.
You know, that's the greatest compliment.
Yeah. It sure is.
Have a fellow journey person run up with you and share with you that their life. Okay, now let me ask. You had mentioned earlier for me something to the effect that things in about 2 months, something like that, I'm supposed to be heading to Venezuela.
Wow.
With a teaching course, and I want to know, is that going to be successful? Because it's a course I developed over the period of years. And it's a possibility that it would be a new teaching paradigm.
And that would be in Venezuela?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd love to have it started here, too. I would like it both places, actually. For here, I mean, I'd like to stay at home, but you know what I mean.
It says right now you're kind of honing in on what it is that you need to do to simplify this project, or because there's a lot of different directions coming at you right now.
Right.
There's an offer for you to do this, and it would for you to really step into your power around it. You just need to study the financial background around what it would take. It says you'd work hard, Eight of Pentacles, that's making money at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your fears, it would cause a lot of, you'd have to have strength, so you'd really have to get strong to be able to do it. It says that there'd be a friend who would support you in this, and actually a couple friends, including a businessman.
Yes.
It says to just be patient around that, to study that financially, and there's just a choice about making top dollar in it. you would like to make top dollar in it, that's for sure. But
I would like to, but there is
the intention of the work is to simply get that work out for teaching, correct?
Yes.
And yeah, and so keep your intention very clear, and there'll be a message coming to you soon about what to do on it. And I feel like it may really work itself out, but you have to study the money around it.
There's a around it.
The legal aspects of it, of being overseas, and what that would involve as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had back in my mind, how to protect it. Yes, and welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hi, how are you, Phyllis?
Hi, who's this?
This is Ellen. Great
Hi.
Show. Very yes. interesting show.
Okay.
That you always have, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And I was interested in talking with Maureen if
yes.
She had a moment, if we were able to ask a question or whatever.
Sure, go right ahead.
I was wondering, do you see anything interesting or exciting around in my life right now?
All right, Ellen, just any one aspect of your life that you want to hone in on? Or
No, whatever you see is most prevalent. How's that? Anything, actually. I don't care. Any area that could be improvement.
You can do anything that comes down the pike that you can grab onto, right? Good for you. Good for you.
So, Ellen, it says you are just pushing forward right now. You're great with a career, great with your family, and you are moving forward with your child. That's what it says is most important to you right now. It says you're a very creative person. You have that magician card with you. So you just need to unleash those creative energies, those creative talents that you have. And sometimes when we're really creative, we don't quite have that focus of exactly what it is, what is the path that I want to go. So
right.
keep honing in on that path of what you would like to do. Ten of Pentacles is something that you are hoping for, and that is a good relationship, a family coming together. And,
yeah.
and so just keep seeing things clearly with your imagination and that creative energy. It can really bring you some money if you keep honing in on what your talents are. It says, Knight of Wands in the world, that's you, growth and enterprise, stepping into the world with Wheel of Fortune
Ooh.
And a great change for you. So all you have to do, I feel, Ellen, is just hone in on what it is that you want to create. Do you create things with your hands? Or
Yes, I do. I like to cook, actually. I like to
Ooh.
Do desserts like I said, cook or bake or whatever. And I do sometimes do that as a business. On the side, you know, as a little business on the side there.
All right.
And,
so you just have to be enterprising around how it is that you get your product out there into the world.
Okay.
Let's pick three cards on how you get your product out there into the world.
Okay.
It says, just hold up that lantern for the truth of what you really want to be doing. Push forward in your own power. It says restaurant businesses, Three of Cups or catering, that could work for you.
Yeah.
And Seven of Pentacles, that you would really find some money in either restaurants or catering.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, because that's where I used to do it a long time ago. You know, I tried to start a little business a long time ago, but my daughter was younger, and now that she's older.
Now is probably a good time.
That sounds good.
You know, more and more families, it's trickier for them to cook at home.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a home-cooked meal, and even delivering home meals for families mm-hmm. and neighborhoods is kind of a neat thing, too.
That's a good idea. That's a
mm-hmm.
great idea.
Providing a service for them mm-hmm. in the world, as well as
mm-hmm.
being in the bacon for you.
That's good. That sounds great. That's right up my alley. I right on the money there.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank
you. There's a message coming for you. Somebody will call you, a phone, fax, or email. And when that phone call comes through, you'll make a decision, a judgment about which way to go on this whole idea of doing some catering. And I got the magician again. So unleash your creative energies. There's a lot of talent there for you to move forward with that direction.
Keep telling everybody I'm talented, but no one listens.
They will. I think that's coming. My feeling is, yes, it is definitely coming for you, my dear.
That's great. That sounds terrific. Thank you so much, Maureen. You have a terrific night. You too, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Appreciate you
calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, let's see if we can go into the social aspect. Is there someone coming for me?
Ooh, for Phyllis.
Yes.
Like a romantic partner?
Yeah, that would work. I won't tell you. You do know the old joke, don't you, that if a woman doesn't have sex for 7 years, she becomes a virgin again. If a man doesn't have sex for 7 years, he's just plain out of luck.
I like that. Oh, and you know what? The wish card fell out on that one. Here we go. Well,
yes.
Is there a wonderful king or an emperor coming for Phyllis soon? And what's it going to take? Queen of Swords, you have been alone right now, but you know you're going with the flow. There's a new spirit that's kind of entering you, entering with you, that to kind of help you to bring on this connection that you would like to have. It says the sun, something by summer may be shifting for you.
By summer?
Or going to a warmer climate.
Well, guess what's down in the sun? Guess what's warmer?
Venezuela, maybe. Says you are going to be doing some traveling. The World card is next to you, and Wheel of Fortune and Great Change is coming. The Empress is an offer with new love, new beginnings, new hope.
Right.
When it comes through, you're going to get a little bit nervous, but you can get your wish if that's what it is you want in terms of even relationship. Right now I'm seeing you kind of honing in on your work first before that comes along.
Right.
And kind of seeing that work thing very clear for yourself and that focus.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it concurrent? Because I was just wondering if there was a possibility the two would fold together.
Yeah, I'm seeing that for, first of all, you focusing on the work and identifying that and being real clear about that and getting your wish around that. And then as you step further into body, mind, and spirit, kind of coming together with all three, in he comes, the King of Swords.
Ah.
Good, a strong guy.
A strong guy, you got it.
Strong man with a wallet.
With a wallet. Thank God, I can't afford to support anybody.
There we go.
Yes, welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling?
This is Charisse. Good evening, ladies.
I can't hear you, my dear. Speak up.
Charisse? Charisse.
I'm sorry.
Like Sid Charisse, the dancer.
Oh, Charisse. Oh, what a beautiful name. Welcome.
Thank you.
You have a question to ask? You'd love to have answered.
Yes, I do. I just want to know what's going on career-wise, what path I should take.
So, Charisse, can I ask you if you're in a career now? You don't have to tell me what it is. But
yes, I am.
You're in a career now. Do you want to know the potential of that career, or do you want to know about a different career?
I already know the potential of that career. It's going nowhere fast.
Okay. So now we'd like to know what is the potential coming in of a new career for you, and what's it going to take? Okay, here we go. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. And it says there's great change around you right now, and there's an offer to make this change of new beginnings, new hope. In the past, you had a lot of fear about things, or maybe you were just stuck in an old way of being. But what's coming up for you, girl, is your wish around what it is. It says you just have to see it clearly, or you, like our last caller, are very good with your imagination, because the Seven of Cups comes in when you're trying to see the forest from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes in when you are creating and when you're creative about what it is you want. It says there's some decisions that you have to make and really listen to your intuition. There's a choice that you're going to make. A King of Swords is coming in. Now, he could literally be a male figure of an attorney or legal matter, but he could also be a real estate or developer type of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you're going to listen to your intuition, make some choices, move through things, whatever sadness you have. There's an offer to you to cut things away. Two opportunities coming. Do you like to write? I have a couple of cards here. I have the writing card, and I have the children card even in here.
Great. I used to write years ago, and I have two children. It's funny, I'm in real estate, so you kind of touched on that.
Oh, really?
So I thought it'd, you know, kind of validate what you were saying there.
Yeah. Would it be something that you would want to do, is to go into a different aspect of real estate, maybe commercial real estate?
I'm thinking about leaving real estate altogether.
Completely, okay. Well, it might be a good time for that, depending on what the market is doing.
True.
Oh, let's see. Is it a good idea for you to leave real estate now? It says just study the money around that, whether that would be a good decision. It says you are dreaming about it, Knight of Cups. Hero Fund is traditional business or work, and it's home, Nine of Pentacles. Are you hoping to do like a home-based business, something where you don't have to be out in the world as much?
I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place right now, just trying to figure out what I want to do.
Do you like design work at all?
No.
Not at all, because I'm getting the Nine of Pentacles
but...
and then the Queen of Cups. And she reflects artistic abilities that she has, and she's also sensitive about things right now, so it could just be sensitivity and not artistic energy. Let's see, what's coming for you? Gosh, you know, I just picked the wish card, Charisse. It's like, whatever you want, you can move forward. Six of Cups, again, your children offering sweetnesses, or maybe it's a children-based business of something. Wheel of Fortune next to them.
Okay.
Would you want to write a children, you know, write with kids or do some sort of project with children?
I've been thinking about that. So, you know, I'm keeping my options open. I know there's a lot of things. You know, I'm aware of, you know, the wish card, and, you know, I just have to kind of be careful. So I was hoping that you can maybe kind of pinpoint something so I'd know which way to go.
Well, you know, I did get the Ten of Cups again, which is family. So I got the Wish card and the Six of Cups, which is offering sweetnesses to children, and that's an exchange. So you give to them, they give to you.
Okay.
And it says Wheel of Fortune next to that, Ten of Cups, and that's family. So it's almost as if by being around that sweetness and the connection that children bring in our lives, you may even see, you know, a good financial aspect to that. And I don't know what that business is. I can't hone in on it. Maybe Phyllis could. Knight of Pentacles and the Hermit, that's the truth around it.
My feeling is, whatever it is, it's going to be in a different field altogether.
Okay.
And it's one in which if you might have, it might have flitted on the edges of your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
It might even come from a dream.
Okay.
Where it will, you know, you'll wake up and say, good Lord, is that it? But that's my feeling, is that it is something different and unusual for you.
Okay.
Okay, and because I think you're just a little tired of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt.
Right.
And it's time for you to expand. I think what it involves is more of your spiritual growth, which is calling to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's true.
So from that perspective, because it's from a spiritual growth standpoint, that's what you're going to be moving into, something that will expand the spiritual aspects of your life and those around you.
And, Charisse, I picked the Page of Cups, which is a messenger of love. So in this new work, you'll really be following your heart more than you have in the past. I've got the Lovers around that, which are sweet choices coming. New love, new beginnings, new hope, and you at the bench really making it work.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome. What fun. Gee, we're cooking on all four burners tonight, aren't we?
See, there we go.
Thank you, Charisse. Thank you for listening.
It must be the wind.
Yeah.
Hoveling back
the
there for you.
New stuff, huh? So, at any rate, I am really hoping that this thing goes in South America. There are some political issues involved, but I don't think it's going to stop things. That's my feeling.
No, just move forward with it. It says you're walking to a new direction. You would like something different now to happen, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I've always wanted to travel, by the way. Always.
And it says that there's a change. You won't be resting and retreating anymore. You're going to be working Knight of Wands and Three of Pentacles, doing some writing, making some choices, and the Wish card is there, Nine of Cups. It says there's the world. Queen of Wands is there, and she's good with a career, good with her family, and she's pushing forward.
Good.
There's
wonderful.
A friendship in this, it says. And
wow, wonderful. Welcome to the higher dimension. Who's calling, please?
It's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was wondering if I might ask Maureen a question.
Of course. Go for it.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Maureen. I've been kind of having this fantasy about having a little tiny house on a piece of property kind of outside of town. And I don't know where it should be exactly, although I kind of have a feeling of which direction I should go for it. And there are so many things in my life in transition right now. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, it's not a decision I know how to make right now, but I'm taking some steps like finding out about qualifying to buy and that. And I'm just wondering, do you see, am I just like avoiding the real things I should be doing, or is this something that's really a coming up potential for me to fulfill?
All right, so we'll take a look at the cards and see what we come up with on that. Four of Pentacles, you know, you're kind of protecting yourself right now, and you've worked hard for your money. You're not about to throw it out the windows. It represents being a bit conservative. But by doing that, you really have been coming home to success. And there is a message that you're getting, even actually right now, today, tomorrow, or the next day, about this next decision of maybe moving on. It says your first card, Karen, is the Magician. Just unleash that creative energy around what it is you'd like to have. Perhaps a small garden, a place that you can go to. The next card says you're going. Eight of Cups, you're walking away from your old place into something new. And this fellow is on his little journey going up the hill, and he's going into nature. So you want to maybe get away from the city and more into the nature.
Yeah, I really do. I want to have, I do want to be able to garden. I haven't been able to do that for many years, and I'm just really hungry for it. So that's really true.
Wonderful.
It says in your fears, you know, you have some friends that might help you with this. You have some friends that maybe know real estate or be able to help you with the financial aspect. You're going to finish up an old way of maybe being in the last few months of some sadness around this, like, I just can't seem to make it happen. You're going to put that to rest, and there it is, the Knight of Wands, growth and enterprise. Perhaps a friend, a mortgage broker, somebody could help you with the paperwork, because the paperwork is next to that, and the choice. And then, Karen, Nine of Cups, the wish card. You're going to get your wish around it.
Oh, that's so
amazing. Are in the world. Yay.
Well, yeah,
do you have any sense of timing? Does that say anything about, like, how much time?
You know, the outcome is 4, so it could actually be within 4 to 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking.
I don't think it's 4 weeks. Maybe Phyllis has an insight on that.
I was getting springtime.
What were you going to say?
Springtime.
Spring. I'm sorry, what did you
spring.
Say?
The next spring.
Oh, next spring.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I got 4 to 6 months, so there we are. We're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's spring.
That's spring, right. And I think that's the perfect time for you because that's, because I don't think what you're going to buy is on the market yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I think
so you don't think it's out there yet?
No, but I think it's coming. And I think it will happen. It may take you until spring to buy it, but I have a feeling that it will be coming up maybe February, possibly March.
Okay.
But you will certainly have it by be there in spring, if that does make sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Great.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So I got the 5 of Wands, so just keep sorting things out, because right now you feel like, oh, everything's coming in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be able to sort it out. There's a woman who's going to help you with this. She's the Queen of Swords. She's in real estate, or maybe she can be even an attorney or a banker, somebody
I'm
who will help you.
I'm feeling something like that, too. I was really feeling strongly that, again, what you were saying correctly, is that this person will be in that arena, and that'd be a great help to her.
Uh-huh. And could that possibly be the mortgage broker person?
Yes.
Very much so, because now I picked the Knight of Wands, which is a money person.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
Great. Thanks so much.
Great, Karen. Call us back when you have a house.
Yes, I was going to say, you know, I do encourage people to call back and tune in.
Okay.
And I may have you on in the future, Maureen, and what we'll do is have people call back and see how we did.
Oh, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, Maureen's great. She's doing a great job.
She's
sounds
doing
fabulous.
Isn't she upbeat and all that good stuff?
Oh, thanks, Karen.
Yeah. I'd be happy to call back. I'll keep you posted.
Absolutely.
Get Maureen back on there again, and I'll call you back, Maureen.
Thanks, Karen.
I
just picked a card out of the deck, Karen. It's 2 of Cups, friendship. So I'm looking forward to our connection.
Oh, thanks very much.
Wonderful. And Maureen, if you do these readings, why don't you give your phone number now that you want and your email or your website where people can contact you?
Well, thank you. So they could email me for a reading if they're interested in a reading. We can set up an appointment. And that email address is tarot, and that's spelled TAROTSUN, sun, tarotsun, @yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 253-752-3299. And we can set up an appointment for a longer reading.
Excellent.
Great. Thank you for that.
Why not?
Thank you both of you very much.
You're welcome, my dear. God bless and have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, since we don't have any somebody else, let's see. Do you have any idea when all of this is going to come to fruition for me? Not all of it, necessarily, but maybe going down.
Like a season, you mean? It says Knight of Swords. Right now, just push forward. That's number one.
Yeah.
And Ace of Pentacles. Study the money around it and the top dollar that it is that you want to create around this. Okay, and then I picked the Sun. That's by summer. So you got a little work to do on this, but maybe by summer things will be honed in.
Okay.
And the spring. Right now, there's just so much coming at you as well. and you're trying to see it clearly.
Yeah, I'm looking for money coming in immediately. Do you see that coming in at all?
I did pick up the Six of Pentacles, so you might sell something. I don't know if you have any investments that you could sell or anything. Piece of property. I see Six of Pentacles, something that you might let go of to help you to get some money around this.
I hope not, because all I have is my home.
I want to do that.
No, that's not part of it, I hope.
Maybe you do more readings. It says advice through partnership, Three of Wands.
Okay.
And Wish card next to that. So maybe you help people with difficulties.
Oh, sure, I'd love it. There are some opportunities that are being involved, including working with a college. And I was wondering if that was something I should move forward on.
Let's see. Would Phyllis have success in college? It says Four of Wands. Yes, there's maybe a meeting or a conference coming up there that would
yes.
be important for you to connect with. There's a
yes.
professor even.
Yes.
And who may be interested in travel, because it says getting over troubled waters. I don't know if your work would take you out to the outskirts or something. I don't know.
Good. Yeah. And I think we have another person on board. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Cameron.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Just fine. What can we do for you this evening, my dear?
I have a question for Maureen.
Okay.
It's actually about my brother. Is that okay? If it's not about me?
That's okay.
Okay. My brother is he's just about that age now where he's going to be looking at colleges and stuff like that, and he's very, very artistic and very musically inclined, but on the flip side, he's not very motivated. So I guess my question for you is, what does the future hold for him? Is he going to go to college?
Is he going to go to college? Okay. What is his first name or initial?
His name is Jonathan.
Jonathan? Will he go to college? Okay, let's see. Will he go to college? Let's see. It says family's around him right now, Knight of Pentacles and the Hermit. He kind of feels alone, and he's kind of doing his own thing. It says that there's something unexpected coming for him, which is really going to kind of spur him on. If you think he's been a little bit stuck, he's going to have new love, new beginnings, new hope coming. In his fears, he worries about failure, and standing next to him is a lot coming at him fast. There's some messages. He's going to work through his fear. He's a little bit nervous about college or nervous around
mm-hmm.
the strength around
yeah.
college. It says in King of Cups, he's very artistic, and if he would follow that music or that art, he would have success, Nine of Pentacles, next to that artistic side.
Great.
Yeah, it's a possibility, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that sounds exactly like him. I think he really has got a little bit of fear about it, but he doesn't really show it, you know. He's kind of one of those types.
It's a guy thing.
I know.
It's a guy thing. We don't show fear.
Exactly.
Well, you know, my feeling is there is going to be a sort of awakening within him.
Uh-huh.
And I think it may be through a dream or through an experience. And it is going to kind of be like tapping him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
He needs to move. And this will suddenly motivate him to move, because right now he feels very comfortable at home.
Yes, he does.
Okay. And you know, we get three squares, got a place to sleep, you know, I'm doing good stuff.
Exactly.
It's a nice nest, isn't it?
Does he like computers?
It really is. I lived there for a while. It was pretty good.
I caught him very good on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, does he like computers, as she was saying?
Well, thank you very much. You answered my question. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, sweetie. Anytime.
She didn't hear us.
She didn't hear us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, darling. Anyway, what do you feel compelled to check out right now? What is Spirit saying that you should look into right at this very moment?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking you that, darling.
Wow, what a big question.
Well, it is, because...
That there's new beginnings happening here in life, you know?
Okay.
That our country's certainly going to go through some great changes,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like there's just some new energy coming in.
Absolutely. I think we've all been feeling a lot of that, but see if you can...
Communities are going to be coming closer now.
Who are?
Communities are going to be coming
yes.
closer now.
Yes,
hello.
That sounds good. Yes. Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Am I speaking with Maureen?
This is Phyllis.
I dialed about...
Hi. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this speaking?
So this is Dorothy Vecchio. I was watching your show. You're so good, and I understood why it took me over 30 dialings to reach you.
Oh, really? Well, aren't you good?
People must be dialing every minute. And I said, if I don't keep dialing, I'll never get through. I can't wait and let any time pass. So as soon as I got a signal, I went right back and tried again.
Well, thank you. What a lovely compliment, Maureen.
Aw.
That's
great show, Phyllis. You must have a good audience here.
What can we do? How can Maureen be of assistance to you this evening, my dear?
I wonder if you could tell me get any kind of feelings about me. I'm just trying to see how things would turn out with the tarot cards if someone looked through them over me, and I thought maybe you could do something.
Okay.
We'll take a look at that. Was your first name Dorothy? I had a hard time hearing.
That's right. Dorothy.
Okay, great. So, Dorothy, let's see what's coming for you. Is that like in the next few months are you looking at? All right.
Well, I don't know how long. I just have this feeling of futility and finality. I don't know. I just, I don't know what direction to go. I've been, all my life, I keep changing my direction and purpose, and I don't seem to be able to get my bearings.
Well, you know what? One of the things I pick up, Dorothy, is that you get into this kind of stuck place where there's some sadness going on, and you're almost, you know, you're kind of staying in there. But if you can step forward, it says stepping forward through the fear in the sadness or the worry. Maybe you get worried about things a little bit too much.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm allowing myself some self-pity, and I'm not trying to look for solutions, and that's what my problem is. You know, when you
are you worried about things financially a little bit?
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, I want you to not feel like everything is coming at you too much.
There's a number of things besides finance.
Yeah, because there's a card, there's finances, and then right next to that card is, oh, my gosh, this is coming and that's coming.
Yes.
And it's just like if you just kind of take one thing at a time, it says Eight of Pentacles, just take one thing at a time. You're sitting at the bench. I'm going to try to, you know, deal with this part of my life here, and then we'll work on that and see a little shift happening there. And then in it comes, new love, new beginnings, new hope. Do you have any little animals at all, dogs, cats?
Yes, I live with my daughter, and she has two dogs.
She has two dogs.
Yeah.
You ever go out with one of the dogs, take them on a little walk?
Well, I'm just recovering from hip surgery, and not just. It's been quite a while, but I'm starting to go out for walks by myself for a couple of miles, you know.
Just really feel like that will help you now.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though the seasons are changing, and I don't, but I guess it's a drought there, so you don't have to worry about slipping. But
yeah.
I think that just going around the block, or just you know, going down to the mailbox, coming back with the dog, and start really seeing that beauty that's out there, and bring that beauty into your heart, you will feel a change. It says new beginnings, new hopes are coming.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's
the truth.
Right.
Don't let yourself worry so much. There are messengers of love with you. They really are. Did you lose a husband at one point?
Yes, when I was, now I'm 85, but when I was 52, my husband died.
Well, you know what? He is with you. He is just right there standing next to you. And he's there for support. You can talk to him. New beginnings, new hope. He's there to help you take new chances and to continue here with more energy than you've had. Family and support. Boy, you have a loving family around you.
Oh, well, I come from a large family, and a few of those have passed away, and I have 5 children and 6 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you certainly have a loving family, because I picked the 10 of Cups, and there are just some sweet grandchildren in there. And
My kids are wonderful. My kids their spouses are wonderful. They get along very well.
That's terrific.
That you are so blessed, my dear.
I know. I say that all the time. When I take my short walks, I do some meditations. You know, I have to be talking about the gratitude I have for a lot of things. You know?
Oh, how lucky!
Oh, that's good.
You know? Oh, I mean, the longevity I've had, and I've have been successful, and I've had a lot of good health all my life. It's just these last years. You know, you get older and your bones go, and you know, so that I have been very, very fortunate health wise. And
well,
so
you are blessed, my dear, and I'm so pleased for you.
You have lots of angels that are close to you, just helping you and guiding you, and just talk to them. They're going to be right there for you.
I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Nice to talk to you, Doris.
Bless you.
And I bless you, too, and your show
and
the good word that you're giving out to people and helping them.
Thank you. How kind of you.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Dorothy.
Nice to talk with you.
God bless you, dear heart.
All right. Bye-bye, Maureen.
I know.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that's delightful.
Oh, how sweet.
So wonderful.
Oh, what a gift.
Even a gift. Isn't that wonderful?
All this time on the planet and be able to share that now with your family.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm just always thrilled with that. It's such a loving thing. So, let's see. What else do we have? There's another thing that was coming in. I'm not sure what it is. My feeling is that I was feeling that something like money was coming in next week. Or a large amount of money. Did you see anything like that?
All right, let's see.
Am I having wishful thoughts? Like everybody
else. That lotto ticket is coming your way. Okay, if we could only get those magic numbers.
Yeah, you'd think we could get the magic numbers. I'm not sure why that is.
It says, you know, you feel challenged by that right now.
Yep.
But what's coming up are further messages. Just step through any fear you have about things. You're focusing on the work right now. And three of pentacles, that's money. It could be money or papers and the world. So it's kind of like this world opportunity that's coming in for you.
A world opportunity.
Forward, and that could be this, you know, idea you have with Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I know it's coming soon. Whatever I have, you know, sometimes I don't get things really clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a vague feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I do get Six of Pentacles. It's a little bit down the road, and that involves either a bonus or a money distribution, or could be a sale of a property or part of a property or something that you do.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
Coming up, Six of Pentacles. There it is. It's hidden from you right now. For even the thought of you selling is overwhelming to you, but the card keeps coming up.
Okay.
Beginnings, new hope. Wheel of Fortune is happening. Nine of Pentacles and Seven of Pentacles. So things are going to get better.
Okay.
I'm picking only money cards. You're working on this now. So
Shift
will happen.
How soon are we talking about this coming through?
Okay. I picked the card number 8, which is 8 of Wands. So it could be within 8 days, 8 weeks. 8 months.
8 months.
two of Pentacles. Maybe two possibilities around an offer of working on something here. And Seven of Pentacles. I really feel like your intuition will take off. The Magician unleashing your creative energies, it says, around a couple. So it's either a family-owned business or... And, you know, a proposition where two people are offering you something.
Excellent. That would be fun. I can work with teamwork.
Good.
Welcome to Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Maria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fine. And what can we do for you this evening, my dear?
I have a question for Maureen. I have a question actually about my boyfriend, Jesse. Right now he's having... like financial issues about getting, you know, with school and getting into school, and I was just wondering like what she sees, if she sees him like getting in like next semester definitely.
Yes. Could you give me his name again?
Jesse.
His name, your friend's name?
My boyfriend's name is Jesse.
Jesse. Is that correct?
Jesse.
Jesse. I thought.
Yeah.
Jesse, yeah, it's Jesse.
Oh, Jesse, I'm not getting that.
I know, I keep thinking maybe I should get my ears checked, too.
Yeah, probably, but I'm blaming the windstorm right now.
Okay, you blame your windstorm.
I'm not going to go into that place of admitting that one. Okay, well, Jesse have enough finances to kind of move into the place he wants to go to school, right, to college. Will Jesse have the funding there? It says that there's a woman around him to help him push forward. Maybe that's his mom. I don't know what he's worried about. It says he's really worried about things. The energy standing next to him, there is some competition about it, but Knight of Wands, growth and enterprise, the money will be there if he works on it. There's just a lot coming at him. He needs to get organized about grants and...
I was just going to say, I was picking up a grant.
Grant?
A scholarship.
Knight of Wands.
To you?
Huh?
Does a grant or a scholarship make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because...
Yep, it says Two of Pentacles and Judgment, so he might get two offers around some financial assistance from the schools.
He actually got a letter from financial aid. From
okay,
the
Pell Grant?
The state said that he can't get financial aid because he already has his master's and something else.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so.
So he's a graduate student.
Yeah.
Ah.
And I'm the one who's basically pushing him to get back into school, so, you know, I can see how that you feel that there. Somebody's pushing him, that's probably me.
Ah, you're pushing him to get back into school?
Yeah, and you know, it's weird. I had a dream last night. My grandmother was in my dream, and she told me to tell him to not to worry and to ask somebody for to borrow some money, and he'll, you know, and don't worry about it, he'll pay them back. So I don't know what that means.
Wow, that looks like an important dream.
I was just going to say, that's pretty direct.
Yeah, you couldn't get more direct than that.
No, and my suggestion is that you should have him act on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, judgment, that's clarity.
Doesn't he believe
from above, this is coming from the other side.
Yeah.
And she's there to help her grandson. It says Wheel of Fortune next to that.
Good.
So there is somebody there that could help him.
Yeah. Well, I thank you very much.
Well, you know, I would just love for you to email me because I haven't told Phyllis, but I'm working on a book with another person about communication from the other side.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
really?
Yes, and it's from our loved ones' stories, like just like your friend had about the
great.
Year.
Great.
So I would love to have you email me at tarotsun@yahoo.com, and maybe we can discuss it further.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Fabulous.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Great. You ladies have a good night.
You too, darling. God bless. And let Jesse know about this, okay?
All right, I definitely will.
Does he have a hesitation to accept things from this type of, through the spirit? Is he a little bit not too accepting of that?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
What? I'm sorry.
Is he a little hesitant about accepting dreams and getting information from those who've passed over?
No, it wasn't him. It was actually me who got the dream. It was my grandmother who told me that.
I know that, but I'm saying that he has trouble accepting when you pass information on. Would he accept it?
I don't know. I told him about it, and he was like, he didn't really say much about it.
Yeah, he has trouble accepting it. He's not sure he believes in it, but he doesn't want to put you down because he's really not sure. But
yeah.
I think he has a real question mark about the validity of some information. Okay.
Yeah.
But just don't force it on him, but just say, you know, what could it hurt? You know, all you would do is get a no. Am I right? So just allow him to cogitate it on a little bit and. You know, address it a little bit later. Let him get used to the idea, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Take care, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-uh.
I really got that strongly that the guy did not greet it with, you know, wide open arms.
Right. And here she is, a vehicle for the information on the other side. Isn't that amazing?
You know why? Because he's not open himself.
Yeah, and that happens.
It happens.
Well, she is open, and so she will be the vehicle to encourage him to do
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's amazing how we have this communication from the other side and how we can communicate to them, they communicate to us.
Exactly. But it's about allowing yourself to be utilized and allowing yourself to become one with all there is.
Yeah, and I picked the card Four of Pentacles, and so many of us close it off or don't listen.
We're afraid, and we're taught it's crazy, and that it's imagination, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we have another caller. My goodness.
Boy, we're busy tonight.
I am tickled pink. Welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Okay, Cindy. How may we help you?
Yeah, I wanted to get some information, maybe to see what my job career was doing, if I should stay with my current company.
If you could stay with your current company?
Yes.
Okay. Should you stay with your current company?
Should I stay? Or is it time to move on?
Okay.
All right, let's see what the cards say. Should Cindy stay with her current company? Again, there's power and authority, there's money here, there's competition, though at the same time it says, are you not quite so happy there? It says kind of some sadness about, maybe not, it says sadness and somebody holding on or protecting themselves or not maybe making as much as money as you'd like to be making. It says just go with the flow right now. There'll be an offer coming to you. It'll come in unexpectedly. And there'll be great change when that offer comes. There's going to be a lot coming at you. And I actually get two offers down the road that might come that'll shift your work.
From this company or from another company?
I believe it's another company.
From another company. And does it say a timeline?
You know, let's see. Let me pick a card for the timeline. What would be the timeline for your new position? I don't know. Oh, the card that I pick is a card that represents somebody that's younger than you, either makes that connection for you, and then it's 10 Wheel of Fortune. So that could be 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 months.
Okay.
And or
somebody younger makes me...
Yeah, it could be somebody younger. That card, Page of Cups, represents a younger person. It can be also you working with younger people, or... and then next to that card is Wheel of Fortune, which is taking chances. And that's a 10, so it could be within 10.
Some sort of a 10 sequence. Okay. And how about romance in my life?
How about romance?
coming up shortly.
Can I ask if there's a king with you in your life now?
No, nobody right now.
Nobody's there with you now. So
No. You
want to know if somebody new is coming in to show up.
To show up.
And stay there, right?
And stay there, yes.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I know.
Let's find out where love coming. So I'm putting him in three piles, and here we go. So the first card says there's an offer for you, and in that offer, you've got to change right now. It's almost as if you've got to step into this place of not feeling scattered or, I don't know, maybe you've had things in a lot of different directions coming at you. And there hasn't been a lot of room for relationship.
Okay.
You've been working hard, it says. Oh, at the Ten of Pentacles, somebody's coming. Ace of Pentacles, who's the top? Somebody that will love you and like you. Here he is. You're not alone in this world. That's the truth.
Okay, that's good.
It said just step through any sadness that you have. Come into that vibration of joy. And I do see somebody coming, maybe through friends or family that you meet this person. It does say you have to do some shifting here, great change.
Great change.
Try to, you know, clear out the old. Old way of thinking about relationship and step into a new way of thinking. That joy vibration. Page of Cups, a messenger of love. It's a friend. Remember, friend is number one, so you want to really open up to a friendship. And it's a loving offer that is coming to you and home and celebration and wish, you're going to have it. I got these beautiful cards that are all yellow about the messenger of love coming. So I think it's stepping into that place of vibration and joy for you and dissolving around any hurt and pain that you've had from the past. And I see it happening.
Okay. And again, how soon? You're saying 10 days?
Magic question of when.
Yeah.
Well, if only I had that little clock in my head, Phyllis. Okay, I see it happening when you walk from an old way of being. In other words, when you start to really make a shift in your life, and that might even be a physical shift, just getting yourself out walking and, you know, coming back into your body. And that card says 8, so within 8 days, 8 weeks, 8 months.
Okay.
I'm not saying 8 years.
Okay, that's
good.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, that magic clock, if we can only...
Yeah, hold it back a little bit.
There we go. If time was only clear on that other side.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Well, time doesn't exist. I mean, it's a man-made commodity.
That's right.
And that's why it's so difficult sometimes to put it down, because then again, people have free will. And they can also make changes in the way they decide to do something.
That's right.
So that's, I think, part of the reason. But other than that, I think it's a fabulous, fun thing, and I just love what's happening here tonight. I mean, we are rocking and rolling. We're going to
we sure are. I think it must be the windstorm.
Yeah, well, I think it's you too. And I think we're going to have you back again.
Well, that will be great fun. I would love that opportunity.
Because it's a lot of fun. I love being able to share with people and have them call in. And you certainly do a very good quick reading. That's very difficult sometimes to get done, you know.
Gosh, Phyllis, I just looked at the clock. I had no idea. I thought we were perhaps at 5:30. We're already at almost 6 o'clock. The time really flies when we're having fun.
Oh, wonderful. That means that I have to start saying goodbye. We might be able to take another call before we go off, but let me wind down and say that you are Maureen McGill, that you are a tarot reader, and you've been a guest. And give again your contact number so people can reach you if they so desire.
My contact number is 253-752-3299.
Okay, and she is available for private readings. I'm Phyllis Pricer, the hostess for The Higher Dimension. My mind is going blank.
And this program runs every Thursday
at 8 to 9 Eastern Daylight Savings Time or Standard Time. And next week, I believe, we have the wonderful Stephanie Stevens on as our guest. She is an intuitive. And Maureen, you would love her. I think she's a reincarnation of Edgar Casey.
Wow. And, you know, I just picked 3 cards on her, and I got the High Priestess, who means she's really connected with her powers.
She is. She is a wonderful woman, very delightful. She's been on my show before. She's very gifted, and I'm hoping that we will get a lot of callers in because she is such a good woman. And meanwhile, if there is someone else who would like to call in or get a reading, we have a moment of time. I haven't heard the fatal beep beep yet, so but you know, you can always reach me through bbsradio.com, or my phone number is area code 202-387-2080, or the email psychicworld4@aol.com. and again, we're here every Thursday, and I don't hear any beep yet, and we haven't been invited to say goodnight yet, so if there's somebody else who would like to call in, we have time for another call, and if not, we can just chat. Yes, good evening. Nope, that may be it. That may be our signal. Maureen, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. It was an honor to be on your program. I enjoyed it. What wonderful guests that you have. And
oh, thank you. You are a wonderful guest.
Intuitive abilities to
and
share.
And we'd like to have you come back. And if I may, I'd like to talk to you in a few minutes. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless you, and thank you. Good night, everyone.
You too.